Shalom Aleichem. This week we're standing in front of an important holy day of Yom HaAtzmaut, the Independence Day of the State of Israel. There are many topics, many issues, many aspects to this day. I'll speak only about one of them. I started that this day is an important day and a holy day. When I say important, everyone can understand the establishment of a state is something important. It's a milestone. But why is this day so holy? Is it holy at all? Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of Merkaz Harav, used to quote a midrash that says that every time that Am Yisrael has an addition of mitzvah, so we have an addition of Kedusha, of holiness. It comes together. Holiness and commandments go together. If you want to be holy, you need to make the mitzvot, the commandments of God. And actually, this is what we're saying every day. When we're saying a blessing on a mitzvah, we're saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you, God, Asher Kideshanu B'mitzvotah, who sanctified us with his mitzvot. So we learned that commandments and holiness go together. So on this day, we have a mitzvah, a special mitzvah, and therefore this day is holy. But what is this mitzvah? The answer is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. There is a commandment to settle the state, settled the land of Israel. But the main way of keeping that commandment is not settling the land as individuals. There is a mitzvah, this is how the Ramban explains. There is a mitzvah commandment to settle the land of Israel as a state, as a nation, not just individuals. On the 5th of Iyar, Tafshin Chet, in 1948, when the first Prime Minister of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, he declared the independence of Israel. So then, at that point, the nation of Israel started keeping again, performing again, the best way, the most important way of that great mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason why this day has holiness. Because on this day, we started renewing in a mitzvah. So this is a holy day. And if you think about it, it's incredible. Who would believe that after the horrible Holocaust, the small, poor, weak people of Israel, the Jewish nation, could establish a state, and after more than 70 years, such an incredible state, the entire world looks at us and learns from us. And we're one of the most important nations in the world. And we're so small. It's incredible. The heart should be full of love to Hashem. Who would believe? No one. Even we would not believe in ourselves. But the truth is that only one believed. God. He promised and he fulfilled. He promised that he will bring us back to our land of Eretz Yisrael. And he fulfilled. Therefore, we're so happy, we're so glad on this day. And I want to say thank you, Hashem. And we're looking for more. We're looking for Beit HaMikdash, for the Geulah to be completed, for the entire people, the entire Jewish people, our brothers and sisters all around the world, to come back to our home here in Eretz Yisrael. We have enough room for everyone. Waiting to see you. Chag Sameach.